A new poll in the U.S. shows an overwhelming majority of New York City voters support the anti-Wall Street protests. More than 80% of the survey's Democratic respondents say they support the Occupy Wall Street movement. The movement emerged in New York City around a month ago. Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh has hailed the prisoner exchange as a big victory for the resistance movement. He referred to the released inmates as heroes who have returned home with a victory. Haniyeh said Hamas is committed to securing the release of Palestinians from all factions, which proves Palestinian unity. Yemeni regime forces continue attacks on peaceful protesters. In the capital, Sana'a, forces loyal to embattled ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh have killed 7 protesters. Troops used live bullets against the protesters. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has condemned the killings. Top leader of Somalia's Al-Shabaab fighters has warned that Kenya will be attacked, quote, on all fronts. Sheikh Hassan Dahir Awais says that the raids will come in retaliation for Kenya's troop deployment to Somalia to combat Al-Shabaab fighters. Nairobi launched military operations in neighboring Somalia on Sunday. Fresh clashes have broken out between police and student protesters in the Chilean capital, Santiago. Police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse the protesters, who set fire to barricades and buses. The demonstration came in response to the government's crackdown on education reform protests. At least 8 people have been killed in a roadside bomb explosion in Turkey's southeast. Officials say the bomb went off in the town of Gurumyak in Bitlis province. A 2-year-old girl is said to be among the 3 civilians killed. An operation is launched to capture the culprits. Italian police unions have held a small rally in front of the parliament to denounce government budget cuts. Some 100 police officers took part in the demonstration. In a symbolic move, they asked for offering by passers-by to help them pay for petrol for their police cars. Italian Interior Minister Roberto Maroni has proposed reviewing a law to prevent violent protests like those seen in Rome over the weekend. The law allows police to use firearms and bans wearing helmets or masks during demonstrations. The law was in place in the 1970s when Italy was racked by left-wing protests.